A.W. Tozer once said that you have as much of God as you want. And how much you desire and love Him is proven by the life you live for Him. That's what we're talking about today on Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 1 verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love Him." Did you notice that the person who receives the crown of life is identified in two different ways? First, those who receive the crown of life remain steadfast under trial. But then they're also identified as those who love God. So one thing James is saying is that those who love God prove their love for Him by their steadfastness. This doesn't mean that these people are perfect or that they never doubt or they never whine or they never complain about their situations. But it does mean that the trajectory of their life in good times and in bad is one of steadfastness because they love and treasure and trust God. So put these things together with me. Earlier, we learned that the motivation for being steadfast, for enduring trials, is that it draws us closer to Christ, which should be a reason to rejoice. And now we're seeing that one proof of our love for God is through remaining steadfast under trial, which is rewarded with eternal life with God. Drawing near to God is the heart's longing of the Christian. Wanting God more than comfort and more than status and more than riches. Desiring more of God and not more from God. And He is there for the taking. Alexander McLaren once wrote, "We may have as much of God as we will. Christ puts the key of the treasure chamber into our hand and bids us to take all that we want. If a man is admitted into the bullion vault of a bank and told to help himself and comes out with 1 cent, whose fault is it that he is poor?" When you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our missionaries in the Ukraine. Also, remember the Elway broadcast in Benin, Ghana, and Togo.